Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it. But you got it all, believe it. When you fold it up, oh-oh. And if you fold it up, eh-eh. Stamina, mina, sangalewa. Cause this is Africa. For Africa. For Africa. Stamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Stamina, mina, sakalewa. Anawa, ah, ah. Stamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Stamina, mina, sakalewa. It's time for Africa.
I'm well on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama, one X to Z. My sister's all on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama, from East to West. My sister,
waka, waka, my ex.
This is Africa.
Africa. We're all Africa.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CC Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
We've talked many, many times about lighting that spark of motivation, or lighting that spark that will inspire you to become motivated over the years. I'm Kerry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, and entrepreneurship has been my life, really. And if there has been one part that I have taken to heart about sharing with others, I think it is, it has been what creating that spark, starting the whole entrepreneurship journey, has been about. But I say equally important has been the aspect of what to do to maintain that level of inspiration, to maintain the level of motivation. That's something that you need to be reminded of. We all do. It's important that you share your journey with others who have a positive impact. That is the key, positive impact on what you're trying to accomplish. I think that's an important tip. I think it's an important tip. So remember, the initial spark, that's very important. We're not going to downplay that. But also, that day-to-day aspect of making sure that you keep that motivation high. And we're here to help you. We're here every day on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are here to help you to accomplish that goal. So, you have a big support system. All of the fans, literally, from all over the world who tune in to this very broadcast. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. I just want to say thank you. Because you guys inspire us. Stay tuned. We've got a big show ahead. Stay tuned. Thank you.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
First, let me just officially welcome all the fans, because we've got to do that. We have to welcome the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, which are just absolutely incredible. And I'm very grateful because the fans of the program are from all over. Literally, we have fans all over America, fans who reach out to us from other corners of the planet, like Canada, shouting out to Samantha and all the folks up in Canada. We have an incredible group of folks who talk to us from down where Catherine Rondebel is, down in Australia. And she's the founder of Headbed, and so many other folks. They, of course, we have to shout out our folks over in Europe and also in Africa, from both the whole entire continent, literally, you know, who tune into the broadcast. And then, as if that's not enough, we have the fans of the Vet Talk radio show to shout out with, as well as our incredible fans at Upskill Magazine and upskillmagazineradio.com. It's Michael. What do you say to that, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, it sounds like it is going to be a fantastic month. Like we always
not
have
just
here.
A fantastic, a fantastic month.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah. And one of the first things that I wanted to mention on the broadcast is that we have added to our lineup. So it's not just Kerry Hines and Michael Hopkins. It's also my amazing co-star, Nicole Marie. And she hails to us out of Mississippi, Water Valley, Mississippi,
right.
To be exact.
Water Valley.
We're so proud of all her accomplishments. You can catch her right here with me throughout the broadcast weekdays right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, we have to say shout out mid-show to Blue. Now, you kind of have to tune in mid-show to find her there. And if you blink, she'll be gone. But she's usually there about 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central time zone, talking about what else but candles. Her incredible company, at Divine Energy Candles, where they have created these incredible scents. And she does a candle scent of the day. So you don't want to miss that. And I have to say, this gentleman who really, he kind of fills out the whole host chat group that we have. Of course, I'm talking about none other than this gentleman who holds 4 PhDs. I'm talking about the one and only Dr. Paul Dyer. And we just appreciate him. He's a recent addition, like I said, and just knocking it out of the park.
Yes, he is.
Really good stuff. Michael, what do you say about Dr. Dyer?
Oh, he is just, besides being a fellow veteran, he is just an amazing guy. I love engaging with him and just lively conversation on the show. He always brings it. I mean, he just brings it. And I just want the fans, I just want them to show up and just be a part of this because
he's
making history.
Exactly. And if you have not done so already, catch him. He's with us Thursday morning and Friday mornings in the Spotlight Hour. You guys know our Spotlight Hour is our third hour of the day. Let me just explain that. The Hair Radio Morning Show airs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live from 6 in the morning New York time till 9 o'clock in the morning New York time. So that's Eastern time for 3 hours. And the last hour between 8 and 9, and only on Thursday and Friday, you'll catch Dr. Paul Dyer. He's with us on the show, and he has quite a bit to say. And we are so excited. The other days of the week, we're here, but we've got the show is packed to the gill from end to end. Tuesday morning from 8:30, that's the last half hour of the day, we have the Vet Talk radio show, as we mentioned a little while ago. None other than our illustrious co-star this morning, Michael Hopkins. So, Michael, you're in the throngs of the second season of the Vet Talk radio show. And so what do you have to say? First of all, are you surprised? You're doing great in the second season.
Oh, yeah, I am loving it, Karen. I am loving it. And we have the fans that we have. We have such an outpouring of people just loving what we do. They support us. Their family support us. And it has just been one heck of a ride. And I'm looking forward to the second season because we're going to go back. Some of the things we did in the first season, we're going to update those shows that we did. Also, we have some new guests that we're going to interview. I have a whole lot of new veterans out there that they've heard of this show, and they've been beating the door down here at the Hair Radio Show to get on board.
Oh, I'm going to just say open up the door and let them in.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're real excited about that. Well, Michael Hopkins, I got to say, the Vet Talk Radio Show, which is a part of our amazing lineup here, we're very proud of the show. You're doing amazing work in this second
season. Thank you, Gary Hines.
You've done close to 50 shows. And we're very proud of that. That's a lot. Second only to my broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, I'm not going to say how many shows we've done just yet.
we're marching forward, but you're
marching forward, and you are catching up with us. So we are super excited, Brother Michael. Okay, well, listen, we mentioned October. The only thing I want to say for those of you who are celebrating Halloween at the end of October, to all of our fans who are celebrating, we've got the folks who go out trick-or-treating and all of that and with whole families and this and that. So we want to wish you well and from all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And just as we mentioned, we are coming up. We didn't say exactly which show number, but really we're kind of focused on pushing towards 1,000 shows. So for all of you out there who know, who tune in, we thank you. We really, really do. And don't forget therapy. We've been talking about it.
I want
to say to my fellow distributor, Michael Hopkins, who is VP Our Distributors, a recent addition to our distribution family at Carapi. And I'm just blown away. I also want to shout out to Nicole Maria and Royalty Distribution. So all these amazing, incredible folks who are supporting the Carapi.com family. If you're interested in becoming a distributor for our product line, go to kerrapy.com. You're going to love it. And so really good stuff, Michael. And those are just some of the things that are happening at the Hair Radio Morning Show the month of October. And
looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot on the way. We've got a lot of surprise guests, some who are returning back, some fan favorites that you know. And we have a lot of folks that you're going to meet for the very, very first time. Now, if you are not a member of our Hair Radio online community, this is a great time to register at www.hairadio.com. There is no cost. It is totally free to do so. It's great to sign up because you'll be able to stay connected to all your friends and in and off the show. Also, while you're at hairradio.com, don't forget we have a gift store right there where you can buy some quick items like mugs and T-shirts and just fall in love with it. They promote the Vet Talk Radio Show. They promote the Hair Radio Morning Show and so much more. So check them out, please. And we're just happy. Now, last but not least, please don't forget, when the Hair Radio Morning Show goes off at 9 a.m., it's a great time to go to www.upscalemagazineradio.com. There at upscalemagazineradio.com, they're playing 24 hours, 7 days a week, amazing, amazing content. You'll catch a lot of the current Hair Radio, or I should say recent Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast, and so much more. So please tune in. Go to upscalemagazineradio.com for the very latest and so much more again. Upscale Magazine, I'm so proud of it. You'll find a lot of our work inside there. You guys know that I also do graphics at and Upscale Magazine. You'll see quite a few of that.
Yes.
Sorry, I'll just play.
Okay. So, bless you, and marvelous stuff that you've been doing.
Thank you. All right. So listen, folks, we'll see you. Just a quick update for the month of October, and we'll see you back here next time. Michael, great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And loving it being on the Hair Radio Network show.
All right. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have two very special guests joining us today. Well, they're from the world of education. It is my honor to welcome back to the show Dr. Joel A. Freeman. And welcoming for the very first time, Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. We are honored to be with you this morning.
Yes. Awesome.
Thank you, Carrie. We love being here and looking forward to our time together.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Dr. Freeman, we're going to kick off with you. You were kind enough to help us kind of launch the Hair Radio Morning Show 5 years ago, literally hundreds of episodes of this broadcast ago. And we're so excited because many of our listeners, you've touched folks around the world with your story. And so we're going to remind everybody about that, but I just wanted to officially welcome you back to the broadcast and how we were able to use that wonderful, wonderful interview as a great foundation for pushing us forward, and we're still here today. I think that's a big part of that. So thank you.
Well, I'm very thrilled at what you're doing and how you've done it, your integrity, your stick-to-itiveness, and it's an inspiration to all of us.
Wonderful. Well, listen, again, welcome to the show. And now I have to turn also to Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. You are from the Rochester, New York area, and you are, when I tell you, I was just blown away at your story when I started to do some research, school superintendent for years, literally, author. Yes, so education, to put it mildly, is important. So, Dr. Milton, I have to get in there. What, you know, where did this come from, this whole, you know, this journey that you are on, that you've been on? And it's, I'm going to call it a track, I think. You know, so where did this come from in terms of jumping into the education or on the education wagon, I should say?
Well, you know, I had two teachers that impacted my life in ways in which one could never imagine. I had a teacher by the name of Adam Urbanski. He was a gentleman from Poland, and he talked about history. He was one of my high school history teachers, and he taught history in a way that you can only fall in love with. And he talked about the movers and shakers of history, the carriers of information, and how we have to learn to deconstruct things and find ourselves in the whole cloak of history. So he planted a major seed in me. Then I had a science teacher. Her name was Cassandra Frierson. And Cassandra Frierson said that I'm part of a history that goes all the way back to the beginning of time. And I was so glad to meet her because I had an experience in elementary school that my teacher attempted to teach black history, but she started off in slavery. And what happened, it had ushered so much shame and humiliation for me. So that those early years of my life, I was on this quest to find out some truths in history and where I played a role. And Dr. Frierson, or Cassandra Frierson, she said that my past is inexplicably tied to the beginning of time. And so as a result of those two individuals, I went into education, became a teacher, a principal, and then a school superintendent, and decided to step down and start my own company. And then it happened again. And when it happened this time, I said, I'm going to take action. When this whole quest and this desire and this love and passion for history came out, I said, I came back to me. I said, I'm going to do something about it. So Joel Freeman was the first person that I've called. Joel has been a close friend of mine for many years, and I know that he is the curator of many African-American artifacts. And I said, Joel, would you go on this journey with me, man? And he didn't hesitate. Here we are, 2.5, almost 3 years later, with a final product, a finished product, rather. And our goal is to share our love letter to the world. I mean, this is our divine purpose and our mission as to why we exist.
And that is the reason that you guys are here today. And that is to introduce us to this amazing new book. And I'm going to have to, thank you, Dr. Milton, for that. I'm going to have to turn now to Dr. Freeman. I'm going to ask you, Dr. Joel A. Freeman, first of all, again, welcome to the show. And just want to say we are going to turn to you to talk about this amazing new book. We want to make sure and get that on out there, Black History, An Inclusive Account of American History. Tell us about this book.
Yes, as Dr. Milton mentioned, it's a labor of love. It's 1,248 pages, weighs 5.5 pounds, has well over 2,500 images throughout, and about 500 of those images come straight from the collection my wife and I own. We own over 3,000 items, documents and artifacts. The oldest piece dates back to 1553. And so we have put together, Walter and I, as he mentioned, we worked for about 2.5 years, putting in 12, 16-hour days and working, I'm telling you, it was just like Groundhog Day every day, just working at it and then going to sleep and working some more the next day and just day after day. So it was just, both of us look at it right now and just go, we don't even know how it happened, except God's fingerprints are all over it. And we started in ancient Africa. And the reason why we started in ancient Africa is because we did not want to reinforce the notion, either implicitly or explicitly, that slavery was the beginning of Black history. We wanted to talk about the mores, the folkways, the hunting, the gathering, the fishing, the industry, the agriculture, the ancient African kingdoms that transcend the current geopolitical lines. And now we're ready for the good, the bad, and the ugly of the last four centuries. And even when we get into slavery and the slave trade, we have a whole section just about slave rebellions. We talk about the trickery used. And we have actual stories of how people were tricked into coming on the ship and or to be kidnapped to get on the ship. So we wanted to give a whole different view about this that is not normally given, at least that we could find. And then there's a gentle timeline that takes us all the way through to the struggle for civil rights. We then, once we have included that, then we get into the whole area of the economic system. We talk about arts, entertainment. We have a section on sports, Black quarterbacks, the integration of the NBA, and then we have a whole section on 50 states, and it's where we provide some insights into Black history in each state. So whatever state a listener is from, there will be some specific just a showcasing of what has happened in their particular state. Then the final unit is all about the North Star. It's over 100 pages where we have a timeline from 1491 on that describes all that happened, their interaction between United States and Canada. And then we tell stories, we share stories from mid-1800s, from a book called Refugees, that a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Drew went north, and he interviewed a lot of people, and then he put 114 stories, their life stories, into the book. And so in our textbook, we start in Vancouver all the way over to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and everything in between. The Don Settlement with Josiah Henson and so on and so forth. So it's really a wonderful way to show how people from the South, many suffered from Stockholm Syndrome, many just, just the whole, how does a person leave not knowing where they're going to be going and if they're going to get caught and maybe get killed or, get chastised in horrific ways. And then the fugitive slave laws pushing them into Canada. So we really Walter and I have put together a book that the response we've been getting from around the country has truly been heartwarming, and we are very grateful to be the instruments used to be able to help put this together. And, of course, as we've expanded after the writing was done, our wives are very much a part of this project, and we're grateful to them. And then, more people came on that helped with curriculum design, with search engine optimization, media relations, professional development, and many other aspects that helped to. We now have a team of over 75 people that have helped to bring this to bear.
Well, I'm going to say I think you have at least 76. I'm on board too. Make sure and add me on
okay.
in to that list. I saw that extensive list on your site. I was at bh365.org. I was quite impressed. Listen, I want to make sure I get the title right. I don't. I think I just introduced it as Black History, but it's actually Black History 365. An inclusive
correct.
Account of American history. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, we landed on 365 because many times people view Black History Month as the main time to talk about Black history. But we decided that this is something that is an inclusive account of American history. That's the subtitle. And we also quote from a gentleman on the back cover. He's a quote on the back cover. His name is James Baldwin. He said, "American history is longer, larger, more various, more beautiful, and more terrible than anything anyone has ever said about it." And that's really, when Walter and I saw that quote, we just said, that's got to be on the cover. Because that encapsulates what we have done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have to say, as a matter of fact, Dr. Milton, I was going to ask you, being, of course, an educator as you are, and being out in the school system, how did that play a part? Because I just imagine that you were close, you had a real front row seat to what the kids needed, to what the students needed to learn. So I'm going to ask you, how did that play a part, or did it play a part in how you kind of, decided to come up with this idea that you guys have, worked on?
Well, it played a major part. What I saw in my years of education and what I still see now in working with school systems across the country is that there's a direct correlation with the lack of culturally competent instruction and educational approaches to the negative impact that has on student achievement. We also discovered that the lack of historical content has been a significant influencer of negative outcomes for Black students and communities, including lack of self-awareness, lack of self-esteem, lack of intrinsic motivation, decreased academic achievement, truancy, discipline referrals, and even some cases, some criminal activity. Because what we found when our young people, not only Black children, but all children, when they have an understanding of who they are, where they came from, and the impact that their ancestors have made on this world, it just increases all the negative things to turn right into the positives because we make that connection. And so what we found and discovered that the world, particularly America, is begging for something like this because of the past, our history that we have, and how those things still impact us to this day. So we wanted to really look at those things. We really wanted to look at the whole impact of the incarceration system and how that connected to education. And what we found is that there's this critical gap. And we believe that we have a solution for this gap. One of the things that we really focus on, and Joe will probably talk about that a little later, I'll just introduce the concept, but we said we need to develop critical thinkers, compassionate listeners, fact-based, respectful communicators, and action-oriented solutions. And we believe that BH365 will serve as an impetus to make that happen and to make our world a better place here in America and to bring about a great deal of healing because we clarify things and misconceptions that we've been operating on for many years.
That's just, I'm blown away. And I have to say, Dr. Milton, and I was really touched, and I know we're here, we're going to absolutely get into every single aspect of Black History 365, you guys' new book, which is being used in the schools. But I have to draw some attention to when I came across one of your earlier books that talked about this. It was, the title is A Matter of Life or Death, Why Black Men Must Save Black Boys in America's Public Schools. And I know you've written a couple of books, but that was I read a little bit of the synopsis, and I was just very impressed. So thank you for all the work that you are doing, that both of you are doing, on this incredible topic that, believe me, even, you know, I could put this on every day, you know, for years, and it would still just be scraping the surface of what needs to be done. But it's a wonderful thing to do as much research in it, and you guys can hear it. You've done a lot of research. I see the work, and it is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. So thank you both for that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, well, very much welcome. Well, listen, if you guys, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's my pleasure to welcome these two incredible educators to Hair Radio. And Dr. Joel A. Freeman, he's been with us before. We're so excited to welcome him back. It's been 5 years. And he's joined, of course, or we're joined with Dr. Walter Milton Jr., who we're also excited, a New Yorker, a fellow New Yorker, to the broadcast. And now, Dr. Freeman, you're in Maryland area, correct? Aren't you still out in Maryland?
Yes, not far from Annapolis.
Okay. And so we have a lot to talk about, because just trying to catch everybody up a little bit, and then I have some more questions for you, Dr. Milton. But just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, Dr. Freeman, I recall that you started off early on, and you were a chaplain for, wasn't it the NBA? And you did all these amazing things and just had such what seemed on that interview, just a deep understanding for folks at an early age. And that's what I got from that. And I was just quite impressed and went on to create that whole space with all these artifacts that you have that chronicle the lives of folks all the way to Africa and here. And so I'm just very impressed and, you know, just happy to have you here. So what can you tell us about your collection these days? Anything? Of course, we've got your book, which is going to be a big part of that, Black History 365. But what else can you tell us about the collection that you have amassed all of this? And I know you have pictures inside the book, inside of Black History 365.
Yes. It's a big part of the book and a big part of, I think, the contribution, because it's exclusively available to the book, the images. There's now over 4,000 high-resolution images.
Amazing.
And anyone who tries to put together something like this without images, it's just very difficult. And what people, when we went to the printers in Ohio who manufactured this book, one of the young men, I don't know how long he'd been working there, but maybe a decade or two or close, 15 years maybe, And we were just talking with him, and he says, yeah, he says, when I came in this morning, I thought I was working on a National Geographic project. the collection is made up of over 3,000 items. We've done 2 exhibits at the United Nations. We had over 1 million visitors. I've done 3 in concert with the White House. I've done 2 at the Clinton Presidential Library. I've done a number with Secret Service at their headquarters in D.C. and a number of other venues around the country. And it's just been wonderful. And when Walter called me about this project, I didn't have to think about it because I knew intuitively that I had been building this collection, and it's perfect for a curriculum in terms of the types of items. I would pass over 200 items to get to that 201st item that would help tell the story. And so I was very selective about the items that I collected and brought together. So it's kind of a unique type of collection, and I think when people get the textbook and they start looking at the images, especially the first 2 units, because the first 2 units are about ancient Africa and slavery and the slave trade. So I have a number of items. For instance, I have one item when I was in Elmina Castle in Ghana on the banks of the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. And I met with the village elders there, and they voted unanimously to donate a set of shackles, an actual set of shackles from Elmina Castle. And I was truly humbled and honored by that because I don't think they did that very often.
Exactly.
And so those are the kinds of stories behind many of the pieces of the collection. Just had over 75 given to me, and had to acquire a lot of things myself, but this gentleman, his father, worked for TWA Airlines.
Well, so did I. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, small world.
So he was responsible for all the continent of Africa back in the 40s and I think 50s, right in that range. And he had, working in the airline and into Africa, he had many people sourcing original artifacts. We're not talking about stuff for tourists. I mean, original, like doors on a chief's hut, and shackles and masks and figurines and all sorts of items. Well, his dad passed away. Of course, his dad, working at the airline, could ship it back to California.
Sure.
And when he passed away, my friend told me, he said, I'm going to make sure that there's a number of these that are in your collection. He had this sense of urgency, and my friend Pat passed away about 3 months ago,
and
he had this urgency to get these items to me, and he wasn't even sick, just had a massive heart attack, and he was gone. And so I feel very honored and am holding those items very carefully, and we have some of them pictured in the textbook in honor of him and his family.
Wow, that's very nice. I have to say, just when I look at this amazing book, Black History 365, and you mentioned 1,248 pages, I have to wonder about the schools. Like, how have the folks received this book, the textbook? Dr. Milton, let's ask you that. How has it been received by the teachers and the students for that much?
They have received the book extremely well. Many of them are not only saying that this is for 9th through 12th grade students, many of them are saying this engages all ages. This should be a book that's in every household across this country, in particular, and in general across the world, because it had so many features. It really does. Also, Morehouse College down in Atlanta is going to be one of the first colleges launching the textbook in January. We are also in a conversation with Hampton University in Virginia, that's going to do that. And then we have had a number of people who have purchased personal copies of the textbook. So we believe that it has this book throughout the pages. It's a healing mechanism. I just want to quickly go back, if you can indulge me for a quick second, to talk about these images. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with Joel, but it was an extremely tedious task to find the images. And he, like he said, he would go through 200 images just to get to that 201 to say, hey, this is it here. I mean, it wasn't anything that was easily done. I mean, it was arduous and it was daunting. And in some cases, I saw and felt the pain that he went through just to make sure that it was beyond excellent. Because the images not only tell a story, the images bring the words alive of that book.
Wow. I'm blown away. I love as respond to this, and you're just painting an amazing picture of Black History 365. Now, how do folks find this book, Dr. Milton? How do folks get their hands on a personal copy or an edition for, you know, like you said, it should be in every household?
Absolutely. Well, we're asking the world to go to bh365.org. That's bh365.org. And one of the major features that we have in the book, besides the many QR codes, because we wanted to have a strong integration of technology, we've also embedded music in the book from award-winning Grammy producer by the name of Dr. Kevin Cates, affectionately known as K.O. And K.O. has developed 40 songs. He's a producer for Jay-Z, T.I., Rick Ross, Drake, Snoop Dogg, and a host of others. So we have an expert who has put together amazing songs, and he got the words from the text. And they are just powerful. I mean,
is
they will be
kind of like a soundtrack for the book.
Yes, you can definitely say that. And as Joel said, we have a Hamilton in the making.
I see.
I call it an anthology of Black history, because basically we've done is, you know, he's doing a song for each chapter, lifting lyrics from the text itself and the concepts surrounding the text. And so you start in ancient Africa and bring it all the way up to George Floyd, some of the things that are happening in our culture today. It's like ripping pages out of the headlines, the way we've done it. And then we have an e-book version that is available, and so that will allow us to even add more items, you know, as things happen in our culture, so that we can continue to keep it updated in the e-book version.
And that's important, right, always to make sure that, you know, I keep going back to, I forget whose book it was, but I like that word living, like living history. It just keeps on going, and I love that. I have to tell you, this is just amazing. We're talking with the authors of this amazing book, the folks behind Black History 365, this amazing, incredible book. We're talking with Dr. Joel A. Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. So we're real excited to have them with us today. 1,248 pages. This is a huge book, but it is packed with so much information and knowledge that we need. And I can't say it enough. I really can't. I think this is a game changer out there. Dr. Freeman, why was this so necessary, though? You know, there are tons of books, folks will say, I saw the books that were out there when I was in school, and those history books seem just fine. What do you say to folks who say something like that, Dr. Freeman?
Well, every time there is a racially charged incident in America, there are some very smart people, passionate people who get on TV. You know, we affectionately call them talking heads. And you can almost, if you're running a betting game, you could bet that someone's going to say, in so many words, we need to have a national conversation around the topic of race relations in America. And one gets the sense that 3 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, perhaps that same person will be saying the same thing. And, you know, people protest in different ways. We have comedians who use comedy expertly to protest. Some write books. Some will write poetry. We remember the protest songs of the 60s and the protesting in rap music and hip-hop music. And some protest by demonstrating, marching. The way Walter and I protest is by coming, by putting in the 2.5 years, 12, 16-hour days to come up with a solution to the education gap in America. Our protest is, we look at it in terms of a solutionist approach, so that we can start these conversations. So we have something in the textbook that is proprietary to BH365, is we have something called the Elephant Experience. Now, the Elephant Experience, and we could spend a whole show just talking about the Elephant Experience, but it's a whole idea of, okay, we have these topics that people don't like talking about. It's uncomfortable. And topics that cause some people to talk at or past each other. Some people block each other on Facebook or other types of social media. And so what Walter and I wanted to do is to come up with a process. Cause why an elephant? You know, connection with Africa. Hey, there's an elephant in the room. Probably your favorite joke in second grade was, how do you eat an elephant? One spoonful at a time, one bite at a time. So there has to be a process, a schema, a methodology for dealing with the elephant. And then, of course, the hippocampus of an elephant is extremely large. And their EQ matches and rivals that of chimpanzees and some species of dolphins. So it has to be something that's sticky, something that is that engages, not just momentarily, but for the long term. So that's what we did. So topics such as 3/5 of a human being, Uncle Tom, the N-word, reparations. Are we in a post-racial society after having a black president for 2 terms? Can a white person ever truly understand the black experience in America? Scientific racism, lynching, and should we tear the statues down? Things like that, topics like that, that we have a certain process that is a healing process, not a divisive process, where students can be, where we have professional development trainers that train the teachers in setting the environment so the students can create an environment that allows for these topics to be dealt with in a way that is beneficial. And where there there's a binary choice, we have QR codes that provide the pro and the con, you know, the for and against views. And so it invites people outside of their confirmation bias bubbles, and gets them into a realm where they begin to see the other side, and or at least hear the other side. And then using the Socratic method, the students engage around it and come up with individual or perhaps even collective understanding about something. So to get back to your original question, the need for something like this, and the response we're getting from principals, from educators, from superintendents, from people who have, historians. I was talking with a historian the other day, and he was saying he's up to page 500 already.
Oh, wow.
In the textbook.
Wow.
And he was saying that he was just delighted. He said, oh, my goodness. He's checking out the QR codes. He's engaging with it. And he just said, I just cannot believe a resource like this is finally available. This is what I've been talking about all my life, and a resource like this.
Absolutely.
So, when it comes to the distinctives, we believe that we have something that is very uniquely crafted. It's designed for healing It's truth-centric. It's, you know, it has the music attached to it. It has QR codes, so it's engaging with technology. We start in ancient Africa, so we're not reinforcing implicitly or explicitly the notion that black history started slavery. So we bring all these elements together that we've discussed, and we brought it into one textbook. Now, you know, we're also planning to create a K through 8, so K2, 3, 5, 6, 8 grade bands. Those are coming. And we're using the 9 through 12 textbook, which, by the way, engages all ages. We're using that backbone information to then be contextualized in the 6 through 8, 3 through 5, and K through 2 programs. So now, getting back to how I started this response, now we're starting to get people to kids to start talking about the tough topics in a contextualized manner from kindergarten on. And hopefully we'll be able to measure results with the students, the teachers, and perhaps even the parents. And, you know, 3 years from now, 5 years, 12 years from now, to see what kind of impact this can have on our society that is so polarized politically, and to really get people to engage using coming through the lens and the gateway of history, which an inclusive account of a history, so that we can somehow see healing happen in our country.
I totally agree. I was thinking as you were just explaining that, I'm thinking to myself as well, you know, that's the thing. We are all, you know, when we look back at how when we were in school and taught history, and it really does, I hate to say, but it really, that's kind of where you, what you get is, you know, for black history, anything that's relating to black culture is usually starting with slavery. And so I so appreciate what you have just described in Black History 365. I so appreciate it because just to be able to connect back to Africa and just see a place in, you know, how, you know, folks of black descent just African descent, rather, just figure into everything. So it's amazing to me, and I have I'm kind of blown away just to talk to you about it. So I'm excited for folks to get their hands on Black History 365. It is important. It's an important book. So what else is there out there? You and Dr. Milton, as you mentioned, there is music involved in all of this as well. Can I get my hands on some of this so I can play some of those songs on the Hair Radio Morning Show? We'd love to get some of those music files over here.
Well, it's awesome. It's probably the music is so good, and I can't wait till you hear it. And I think that maybe Joe and I could send you a demo copy for your
Absolutely.
Ears only. Because it's going through the process of being produced and recorded, and so we're going through all the legal aspects of that. But
so
in the meantime, we can give you something that you can look forward to coming out. And I think that we would love to have you once we get the green light to play it on your show, because it's going to be a Grammy award producing. Set of music, and I give all the accolades to God first, but I give them to K.O., who was used by God to do this, to do this work. I mean, the music is incredible, and as the kids say, it is highly dope.
Awesome.
I think that, you're going to love it. You really are, and, you know, Joel and I are just so honored that you allowed us to be here today to share this, one of the most passionate things in our lives, you know, black history. And Joel talked about us being utilized as a vessel. You know, we had many moments that we worked throughout the day, and we'll talk, you know, how do we get here? How do we do this? Where did this come from? And we just know that this was all divinely inspired. It really was.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, I'm going to just... before we close out on this part today, I definitely want to just make sure everybody is aware of, again, how to get their hands on Black History 365, your website. Please give us that again. You know, Dr. Freeman, Dr. Milton, please tell everybody how to get their hands on this amazing book.
Yes, BH365.org. BH365.org.
Okay, and that is just awesome. And we're real happy about that. Yes, indeed. And also, just to let everybody know that you guys, this is not the end of Black History 365 on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so happy and honored that you guys are here. You know, we're announcing right now just an interview arc where we're going to have a few shows at this time, and then we're going to roll out something long-term that kind of can, you know, take parts of this amazing book. We're going to say Black History 365 is the name, and we're going to cover it a little bit more in depth. We wanted to just kind of do a quick introduction, if you will, and talk about some of the things that are inside of this amazing book. And I've got to tell you, we're going to be able to get into some of, before I let you guys go today, we're going to tease this because I want to get your opinion of, you know, of things that are happening today and how you can tie them to Black History 365, Black History 365, and I know that you can. And we're going to have that a little later for you guys, or we'll put it on our website as well. So that's just a nice little tidbit that we'll get into a little later. But first, again, I want to thank you. Before we go, Dr. Freeman, why don't we start with you? Is there any last thoughts or anything you want to kind of close out this portion today of our interview? Anything you want to leave us with? Like those amazing sayings that you used to have. You used to give us all these wonderful sayings that I always love. Anything that you want to tell us today?
Well, I think that the main thing I wanted to, that comes to my mind right now is that this textbook is transcendent. You know, as we say in the subtitle, an inclusive account of American history.
Inclusive.
And so the whole idea of the term inclusive, I want everyone who's listening to realize that this is an opportunity to engage all ethnicities and ages, you know, in terms of young and older generations, different backgrounds. Some are come from more urban areas and some come from more rural areas, socioeconomic aspects. We've tried to include everything. Plus, when it comes to STEAM or STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and I like to put in arts and then M for mathematics, we've provided different
STEAM
aspects. Sorry?
No, I was saying yours is STEAM, not just STEM.
Yeah.
STEAM. I like that.
That's right, STEAM. There's STEM and STEAM, and I prefer STEAM. But so if people are looking for this to engage on all aspects, you know, we have some very interesting topics. I was talking with someone just recently, and she was saying that she says, "Well, I'm an educator," and she said, "My response to this once I started looking at it is I don't really know that much," we don't want that to be the takeaway. But we want it to be the incentive that when people approach this topic, you know, and we talk about the Great Migration to the North and then to the West, you know, that in all these different topics, the Harlem Renaissance, and we even have a whole section in there, Carrie, that I think you'll love, is what about taking back the hair care and beauty industry?
Well, that's coming up in our next segment.
We have a whole section
on
that.
I thought I'd
spring that
on you a little later. Yes.
So that's on my mind. That's all. It's the inclusive nature of the textbook. Walter?
365.
Well,
yes,
I just wanted to say we didn't have an opportunity to talk about our advisory board, but hopefully we can do that next time we come back on. We have incredible people like Kathy Hughes, Benjamin Crump.
Folks. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Agabriar Bryson, the grandson, great grandnephew of Annie Malone.
Yeah,
you'll know
yeah.
Annie Malone. Joel has done a lot of extensive work regarding her and a host of other wonderful people. But I want to leave with celebrating you, Carrie, because I know that you bring so many people, you give so many accolades, you know, through your work. But I want to give you an accolade. You know, just my short time of knowing you and hearing about you and researching you as well, you are truly a merchant of hope. You carry hope for so many people's lives, you know, and I can hear that hope in your voice, your heart, your soul, and your spirit. And I just want to wish you the best always.
That's very kind. Thank you very much. It means a lot. I appreciate that. And I have to tell you, when I hear those names and, you know, Kathy Hughes, she's been my, you know, starting out in radio and being one of my favorite folks in radio. And back when I didn't see many folks who are African-American doing that and just being such a big forerunner out there, I'm just blown away. And Benjamin Crump has been on my show. He's been on our broadcast just like you guys. And so I had a chance to chat with him, of course, and even Akbar, I think the gentleman, I've chatted with him as well. So, and Annie Malone, all of this comes full circle. So I just have to say I'm blown away. And again, I want to thank you guys personally. This book is important, Black History 365. The website is bh365.org. You need to get a copy of this book. And we're going to make sure that you do that. And if you need to be put in touch, and I got to say this last thing, Dr. Freeman, I have to say, I had told everybody, I'd put it out on Facebook that you were coming back to the show, and I posted all this about Black History 365, the book and the picture and all of that. And my brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, who the listeners out there know, he's been with us many times. He's a trained economist and all of this. He's deep in history and studying all of this. And he rarely, you know, pipes up to ask me about anything. You know, he sees my radio show, you know, guests from time to time. This is the only time he said, you must introduce me to Dr. Freeman. He didn't know about you at that time, Dr. Milton.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
And I said, I kid you not. He said to make sure. So I said, well, when I speak with you, I'm going to get your permission, but I'm going to introduce him to you guys. Because I think that he's, Dr. Leroy Hines, he's been out there, and as I said, the listeners know, he always comes on and gives us all kind of, you know, in terms of current affairs and all that wonderful good stuff. But I have to say, I think he's definitely, you guys, you're definitely going to have a great time. That's all I can say. That's amazing work. So thank you so much. And you guys out there are going to have to stay tuned for the next part of this episodal arc with these amazing guys. Again, it's my pleasure to thank Dr. Joel A. Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton Jr. for being part of this broadcast today. Again, the book is Black History 365. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Can't go. And that old white room looking like it got stolen. All right.
And your friend wanna roll too, cause we important. Hey, baby, scoot over. Hey, scoot over. Hey, scoot over. Hey, scoot over. You gotta scoot over. Hey, scoot over.
Girl, Pocahontas, but a ponytail Milan. Make her scoot over so her cousin Duke could come. I like her by right, say your hat like that was time. She don't bust it open, bubblegum. Four deep in the forest, make them laugh up quick, I tell her better to scoot over. Boo like, ain't that disrespectful? I can change your time, make your time special. The bad of the crew, but I got something else with me sideways extra, so you got some neighbor room. Scoot over. I got a new bride and a new car and they foreign, and that new crib got rooms you can't even go in, and that all white room look like it got snow now. And your friend wanna roll too, cause we important. Baby, scoot over. And scoot over. It's scoot over, it's scoot over, you gotta scoot over. It's scoot over, it's scoot over, it's scoot over.
Let me go, let me go, let me go.
This is so exclusive, say you wanna roll, that's exactly what we doing. Whether we freaking or we cooling, your friends wanna come too, tell them we can do it. We can get low, someone started shooting. When it's just me and you, we can hop in that coupe. We can top off the top, baby, we can go ruthless. They gon' look at us crazy, they gon' look at us foolish. Party all night, show you something different. Can blow your mind, but your friends wanna ride.
They gon' hack the suit, cause we don't care about your feelings.
No, no, let 'em know we in the building. They gon' hack the suit, cause we don't care about your feelings. I got a new bride and a new car and they foreign, and that new crib got rooms you can't even go in, and that all white room look like it got snow in. And your friend wanna go too, cause we important. Baby, scoot over. Hey, scoot over. It's scoot over, it's scoot over. You gotta scoot over. It's scoot over, it's scoot over, it's scoot over.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
Thank you, Angela. Yes, it is Tuesday morning. It's October 4th of 2022. I have to bring to the line, actually, it's our show number 766. Let me get that on out. Let me bring to the line, it's mid-show, the one and only queen, newly crowned queen of the morning. We're talking about the one and only Miss Water Valley herself from Mississippi, Nicole Marie. Nicole
good
Marie,
morning, good
happy
morning.
Mid-show. Yes.
Happy mid-show. Good morning.
Is that not a great big welcome?
Good morning. Yes, thank you so much.
Yes. Well, let
thank
me bring
you,
everybody
you.
Up. We got a lot to talk about today, Nicole Marie. That was a song called Scoot Over, and just FYI, in case you want to run out and get it. But nobody really runs out and gets music anymore. You can just go to your phone and just get everything.
Right, you just pull it up.
Right there, yes. Pull it up. The group is 4EY The Future, a group of young men, three young men, I believe. We did an amazing interview with them, and I'll see if I can get it on a little later in the show, years ago. And that was their, 4EY The Future, the number four, the letters EY, and then the word The Future. So do check them out. Great young men, great interview. Like I said, very composed young fellas, and it was fantastic. So listen, again welcome everybody mid-show. We opened Theo Music. We opened up today's broadcast with one of my favorite songs called Waka Waka by none other than Shakira. The song is called This Time for Africa, which I'm going to see if I can get it on again a little later. It's one of my favorites. It goes back to about 2010, I understand, when it was this big soccer tournament and Africa was playing in it, and this was the song that really was inspirational. And it's such a fun song. I love Shakira.
It is.
I don't care what she does. The one with the hip don't lie songs and the stuff that she put with Beyonce. Yeah, I just love her. She's one of my favorite artists out there. And so much going on and all this wonderful good stuff. It's nice to have you guys back. You know, Tuesday for us is what, Nicole Marie, it's like our Mondays, I guess, right?
Mondays,
what is Wednesday? Yeah, because we're off. We're off. I hate to say the words off, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We're just not live for 3 hours.
It's not live, We're still on.
But we're still working. Yeah, because over the weekends, you can go to upscalemagazineradio.com. There we play a lot of classic of the Hair Radio shows, special interviews. I was on jamming this morning early before I start work, you know, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I listen to Upscale Magazine Radio each day.
Right.
And just to give me that little inspiration. So, you know, today's Tuesday. Just a couple minutes. We're going to have, we catch up with Blue from the Divine Energy Candle Company. Also, Michael Hopkins will be rolling in a few minutes or so to bring us up to speed on today's episode of That Talk Radio
Good
Show.
Yeah, so excited.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm always excited. And it's always great. We're live this morning. I'm broadcasting out of Brooklyn, New York. You guys know I just mentioned Water Valley herself on down in Louisiana. Oh, hold up, Mississippi. Wrong state.
Yes, Mississippi.
You're in Mississippi. You know, Louisiana's been on my mind a lot lately. Yeah, we'll talk about it. I've only been there, well, I've been to the city, New Orleans, but
New Orleans?
Just once. Yeah, I hung out there just once, but I've flown there several times as a, you know, working in the airlines. So all good stuff. Listen, today we have a good show lined up, of course, about 8:30 this morning, New York time. Michael Hopkins will be with us, again, the host of That Talk Radio Show. He's rolling in with his fourth episode this season. And so we're going to be talking to him in just a bit on that. I also want to talk about what's happening later in the week. Tomorrow we have surprise guests on Wednesday's show. Then Thursday, Friday, we have our special contributor. He brings it every Thursday, Friday. And we're so excited to have him.
Dyer.
No, you don't miss Dr. Dyer. And so that's really great. He's in our spotlight hour. And this Friday, you certainly don't want to miss it. My dear big brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, who is a trained economist and just all around, I call the man with many abilities and smarts and all of that, he'll be with us. On Friday at about 8 o'clock or so. So definitely some good stuff.
Don't want to miss this week.
You
definitely
don't
tune
miss
in.
It. Yeah, it seems like the days are just rolling. The summer feels like it's gone, especially in New York.
Yeah.
It's a little on the chilly side.
Cool weather.
You know,
Yeah,
it's only getting up to about 55. So right now it's in the 40s, mid-40s or so.
It's
a little
cool
on the
here, side. But during the day it warms up, though, here, Carrie. We're still
in Mississippi,
the day.
You guys warm up.
Yes. But it does get cool at night and early in the morning. It's still very cool.
New York and Brooklyn, we don't get that memo. We are chilled the day. And I'm telling you, it's time. I was just thinking, I said, oh, boy, I got to run out and get some warm stuff. So listen, I'm excited. Today on today's broadcast, what did you catch the first part in our first hour, we had an opportunity to catch up with, of course, the incredible two doctors, Dr. Milton and Dr. Freeman, who've been with us many times.
Oh, yes. I was definitely listening with all of you. Oh, yes. I love that. The Black History 365, that is something that every household should have. I know they were talking about, you know, the book being in the schools and so forth. But,
right, because
you know,
I have a copy here. It's a huge textbook, and I mean huge. And it is ginormous. But every you're right, though. Every household should have a copy of this book.
I'm going to order a copy,
this book. I love it. It is beautifully done. It's laid out well with color pictures, all kinds of, they mentioned the QR codes, which takes you to other content through the internet and other places. It's just incredibly well done.
Wonderful.
And so,
I'm definitely going to place an order and get this book for our household.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Because I'll tell you why. A lot of books, and I remember being in school, and many times when they talk about Black people, our story as far as the schools have, you know, are concerned, our story starts with slavery.
Yes.
When it's told often in the schools.
Yes.
And Black life did not start.
Did not start with slavery.
So don't get me started on that one. Don't get me started.
That's
morning.
A whole nother conversation.
That's a whole nother topic. And I just want to say thank you. And again, we want to welcome everybody. It's the Mitch Show. You're listening to an all new edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're live, of course. It's our show number 700. Let me get this out right. 766.
66. Yes.
That's quite a bit. Yeah. So, again, it's Tuesday, October 4th. We're really pleased to have you guys with us. It's time to talk about some great scents. I was going to say some great smells, but that doesn't kind of have the same ring to it. So, no, we're talking about Time for Divine Energy Candles, who joins us mid-show with always some great things and inspires us and us as well each day. But first, I want to ask Blue, who is the proprietor, again, of Divine Energy Candles, about what's happening. She's out of Jacksonville, Florida. But we've been seeing some crazy pictures of Florida. So let's find out the latest
devastation
she can share with us. Blue, good morning. Good morning. You're
good
on
morning,
with
Blue.
My amazing co-host. You know her very well, Nicole Marie and Carrie.
Good morning,
Nicole
Marie.
Good morning,
Carrie. How is everyone today, this Tuesday?
Great. How are you?
Yes,
I'm
how are you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. Now, what's going on down there? You're in the Jacksonville, Florida area. We've been seeing some, oh, my gosh, just this storm has been horrible.
Yes. Yeah.
Water is like up to rooftops down there in certain areas.
Yep.
And Florida, my heart goes out to folks.
Oh, yeah. It's been devastation, most certainly, here. More in Fort Myers, that's where it really hit the hardest.
Oh, the west, that's like on the west side, I think.
Yes. Fort Myers is, I want to say, 5 hours or more from here. And yeah, they had a lot of deaths out there. Yeah, they had a lot of deaths over there. They're still getting bodies finding them today. Yeah, you know, a lot of flooding and trees down and houses down, like you said, rooftops missing. And I thank God that Florida was hit, but it wasn't hit like that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to go
through anything. It's bad enough, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
I'm glad you're okay.
To everyone. Yeah, I'm off.
Yeah.
Me too, Carrie, because it was cold here and it was windy. And like I said, the most that we got here was flooding and high winds and high rain.
Well, thank goodness that you're all right and your family and everybody. And to our fans,
well, thank you.
I've heard from many of the fans through Facebook who check themselves okay, and we're relieved. Myself, I don't have any blood family in the state of Florida that I know of, but I certainly have a whole lot of Hair Radio family. So please take care of yourself. Anything we can do to help, we're here, and we appreciate you.
Most definitely.
And just
love
you.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you.
No,
absolutely.
On that note, Blue, we have to check in with you. It's time for some uplifting spirits today. So, Divine and the Candles, you bring it every day. You really
absolutely.
Do. So now,
absolutely.
What is our scent of the day? And then Friday, I'm giving you a little heads up. We're going to be looking for a wrap-up mid-show on Friday. We've got a lot of great folks who are going to be on, and we're going to let we want Divine Energy to be front and center with all of the candles for the week.
Yes. Well, today we have the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful scent of Love Spell. Again, that is Love Spell. This fragrance is the ultimate blend of fruit and floral. It starts with top notes of apple, luscious peach, and a ripe grapefruit that gives you beautiful middle notes of cherry blossom and hydrangea. That's a flower, hydrangea. It's the flower. The vanilla and hint of powder is the base balance of the sweetness of the fragrance. So, yeah, this one, let's go with our top notes, middle notes, and our base notes. I mean, by the base notes, our top, middle, and base, like I said, base.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
We have...
It doesn't sound like you're just singing music to our ears, but in this case, to our noses.
Okay. Our top notes for a love spell is peach, grapefruit, and apple. Our middle notes is cherry blossom, and hydrangea. And our base note is powder and vanilla. So we got
And
when I make a candle like that, I would do a violet purple with this one because, you know, the hydrangea is a purple flower, beautiful purple flower.
Beautiful
so this
flower.
Candle would be beautiful. It would be beautiful in a purple candle.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see this.
I'm loving this.
So, folks, don't forget to go to the website, again, DivineEnergyCandles.com. Again, DivineEnergyCandles.com. We love them. They're doing great work. They're luxury candles. And you've got many, many different scents over there. And you'll be adding one very soon, the Caribbean candle, which I love. And we're spelling our Caribbean candle with a K, so two Ks. And we'll talk about it. We'll get on a little bit more this week and talk about what's to come. I think we're coming out with a couple of scents, and we're going to talk with Blue a little later this week on that. So real good stuff. And for everybody, thank you, guys. This is the way of the future here. Talk about the future we had on the young kids, I call them, the young men, 4EY, the future, a song called Scoot Over. And I'm going to try to get on the interview. Yeah, we have all ages tuning into the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's what this program is about. Yeah, it's for everybody.
For
it
anyone.
Really is.
Yes.
So we love it. And I have to say, I remember when these young fellas were on the show, they kind of put you in the mind of New Edition. And they were just so, they were so incredibly kind and considerate, spoke well. They had a lot of poise. I can't wait for you guys to hear their interview. I definitely have to get it on today so that you guys can appreciate it later.
Definitely,
But real good stuff. And it's also time for Michael Hopkins. Now, I do want to mention he's just really kicking off his second season. Today he's on episode number 4, comes on about 8:30 New York time this morning, and 6:30 for you guys out in Central. Okay, Miss Nicole Marie and everybody out in Central Time Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you definitely don't want to miss it. And then Wednesday we have a surprise guest lined up for our spotlight hour at 8. Thursday and Friday, you know who's coming. Dr. Paul Dyer will be back with
Dyer.
Us on Thursday.
Oh,
Friday.
Yes.
And
you
this
not
Friday,
want to miss him.
You don't want to miss him. And this Friday, my brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, is going to be in the house.
Wonderful.
You guys know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. So, and my brother, he finally got back on for a few minutes last week. He hadn't been on in well over a year, so this has been huge to have him back to talk
great.
With him.
Great
I see
have
him. With him all the time. But I forget, we got to, you know, he has fans through here radio. And my thing I wanted to mention about that is that if you have businesses and things like that, which all of us do, you don't want to miss my brother's appearance on the show next Friday because he goes into a great deal of entrepreneurial type talk. Okay, guys, watch the background noise, so please. But, yeah, he goes into a lot of the entrepreneurial talk and what can help to change your business life. You can just mention
great.
Things, and he's full of numbers and information. So I can't wait. Okay, listen.
Amazing.
Yeah, let's see if we can get Michael Hopkins, who is the illustrious Vet Talk radio show host out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. And maybe I'm the only one who says it quite like that. Michael Hopkins, are you there? Michael Hopkins. Paging Michael Hopkins,
morning,
the best talk radio
Michael.
Show host.
Good morning, and
Michael,
happy Mitchell.
Good morning. Oh,
happy
thank
Mitchell.
You, sir. Now, you're on with Nicole Marie, with Blue, with Carrie Hines. Have you
good
been listening?
Morning.
I think we lost Brother Michael. Michael, we're
oh,
coming
no,
down
I'm,
the
I'm,
top.
I'm, oh, no, I'm here.
Oh,
it
okay.
was like
well, have you been
four or
listening?
Five different things going on, so I couldn't
oh, well,
hear exactly what you're saying.
Four.
But as
all
far
right.
as this morning, oh, yes. Dr. Freeman and Dr. Miller, they are my favorite two when it comes
yeah,
to
yeah.
the Black History 365 book and the music they create, just the whole thing. And it was kind of funny because the part that he talked about, well, it was several things, but one thing always sticks out in my mind when he talks about the shackles and how he was presented the shackles.
Right.
It always sticks out in my mind because it creates a picture for me.
Okay. Well, Michael, that is a very bleak picture, but it is a part of the history. Definitely
history,
check
yeah.
out the book, folks. Very important. Let's turn to a little bit more uplifting talk this morning. You'll be on with the Vet Talk radio show at 8:30 New York time today. What can you tell us about today's broadcast?
Well, Carrie, today's broadcast, we're going to be covering the four ways that a veteran can get to the 100% rating. That is a coveted rating that veterans want to get to because it opens up doors for a lot of benefits. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting. Okay.
Great.
Well, listen, we've got quite a bit, so why don't we get on a little bit? I mentioned a little while ago about those young, amazing kids, Scoot Ova, and this is one of my favorite classic pieces. But I think it's good to give you a good little taste of some wonderful young folks who are doing some incredible things. Again, they're called 4EY. 4EY, the future, And it's really, you know, these are, is it not, is it just me or, you know, aren't you all guys always happy to hear young people doing things?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's so uplifting.
Yeah.
Just to hear about
well, let's,
young people.
Let's take a listen to this. It's only about 5 to 8 minutes or so, and we'll chat on the other side.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now we have with us three very special guests with us today. They're from the world of music. It's a wonderful new group called 4EY, The Future. Guys, I want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thanks for having us, man.
Well, I'm happy to do so. Now, first, why don't we just go down and introduce yourselves? You're a trio, so we want to paint the picture for other folks out there. Yeah, tell us who you are.
What's up, Omichi? So crazy.
And it's Trey.
And it's Kenny Aiko.
Together we are
for
EY, The Future.
All right. Well, listen, I want to kind of start with telling the folks you guys have a wonderful new song out, and I think we should start there. Let's tell the folks about this great song that everybody is talking about, the video, and it's on YouTube and everywhere, about Scoot Over. Tell us how that came about.
This is Mickey speaking, and the song Scoot Over came about by us being in Atlanta. We had a couple shows out there, and at one of our shows, the producer, Mr. Zaytoven, who's done Nicki Minaj, Usher, the Migos, Gucci Mane, and the list goes on, he was at one of our shows, and we our management connected with him. We got in the studio, and there you have it. He played a beat, and Scoot Over just came out spontaneously. And once we got the concept down, you know, we're a dancing group, so once we had the song, we put the dance to it, and now it's going crazy.
I see. So now you guys go out and perform at all of the different, I know you guys do a lot of school tours and things like that, and I've seen some of the responses already, and I've read some stuff online. What do you guys think of all of this? I mean, the girls, they're just going crazy with you guys out there. What is your take on all of this?
This is Richie, and, man, it's just a blessing. You know, it's a blessing to have.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good fan base so early in our careers, you know. We've only been doing it for a year and a half, you know, and we're already kind of reaching stardom. You know, it's really a blessing because we work so hard for this. You know, we in artist development right now. We got 16 hours a day artist development, man. It's crazy. Even on Sundays.
I love it.
We wake up, do music training, vocal lessons, weight training, dance choreography, and then we hit the studio. We've been doing that for a year and a half straight. Every week.
Wow.
Just us putting in all that work, man, we're just glad that the fans are really loving us and giving us the response that we've been working so hard to get.
Exactly. And you know what, guys, it does. It takes all of that and more, as I'm sure they are.
I know,
well,
right?
Speaking of which, Now, you guys have an amazing team of folks behind you, speaking of which. You really do. I was reading some of the – I couldn't believe some of these folks who are working with you, as you kind of mentioned a little earlier. So tell us again who some of those producers are and some of the ideas that they have for you guys in the, you know, in the future as well.
This is Kenny Aiko, and we're working with a lot of great and talented and wise people. Here at 4EYMG, we got a producer staff like Hudson Penn. He worked with Melody Fiona, Jennifer Lopez. We have King Beats. He worked with Drew Hill, Cisco. And we have also some great writers like Santino Rose who wrote our song, Scoot Over. And we also been working with the great Zaytoven Beats. He is in Atlanta. He's located in Atlanta. He did everything from Nicki Minaj to Migos to Usher. So, like, we've been working with some great people. We have features with Jake Kiss, Soulja Boy, We Are Tunes, and the list goes on. We're just getting started on that one.
I see. Now, hold on. You know what? Let's take everybody back a little bit, guys. Let's take everybody back. You guys are from, like, the D.C., Maryland area. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. All right, so, you know, going out on the road and meeting all these different folks, are you finding that you know, that the response is different, like from the fans that you guys have in different cities? You know, is it different in different regions? You know, have you found that, or does everybody pretty much, you know, is it the same as in the D.C. area?
This is Mitchie speaking, and, man, everywhere we go, it's the same response. They go bananas. I think one of the reasons why they go so crazy is because we bring something so different to the industry, and we're what the industry is missing, you know? The lane is wide open for what we're doing right now. And
morning coffee.
All right, that was a little snippet from 4EY, The Future. I love them. I really, really love those, the energy.
I do, too.
I really love
their
the
energy, their excitement, their passion for what they're doing.
Exactly, Ms. Avery. Yes, me too. Blue, did you enjoy that little interview with the youngins?
I sure did. Yes. That was nice. What is it? What's their name again? 4-2.
Yeah, their name. Thank you for that. It's 4EY. So it's like
4EY.
Numbers and letters. 4EY.
Oh, 4EY for the future. Yes, that was 4EY, nice. That was very nice. Yes.
Yeah. Their little song, Scoot Over, Scoot Over. I can't think of my head.
Love it.
Listen, I'm so excited. We're going to be getting into a whole bunch of great stuff on the way today. And also, like I said, for the rest of the week, I do have a big announcement for everybody. And I'll get that out for the end of the show. You don't want to miss that either. So stay tuned, or maybe I might save that for our Wednesday show. We have a surprise guest. Might as well have a surprise announcement along with it. So really good stuff. Well, listen, let's get some commercials. Oh, yeah. Got to make you wait. Yeah. this is one of my old favorite songs by Miss Jennifer Holliday, but that's another story. Let's get on some commercials. We'll be back to chat a little bit more. We got some wonderful things going on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch. A new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us, and I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called the Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic hair organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space, located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well. mix and make natural products, have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes, so technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call thin buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There's also there are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
now, goodness. Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. I see that you're very happy when you do this, because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is you really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, they, you know, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And actually still have, you know, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrow certification, class or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, you know, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, you know, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on, you know, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that would provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any post that I make or pages for Hava Felici Dodd Hair and Body at havafelicidodd.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felicidad, the holistic hair healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes, I watched
hair. One or two, yes.
Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there. But I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And,
yes.
you know, it's, yes,
please speak to that, because you are really able to, I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate, and I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path, and I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning.
Yeah.
There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. I call it it's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey.
Right.
And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing, and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. One inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm a crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person's going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturals to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow, and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to just start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to the radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felicidad. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil, and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance people have three or more essential oils, and it's an aroma and aromatherapy experience because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the Studio Pure experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now you it sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, or however they need to come mm-hmm. out, because you make it sound so great.
Okay. Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session. So everything that's here is by appointment or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater.
Oh,
so
yes.
We're inside, inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
Well, listen, I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept. And it's the Ahaba Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter, so I'm a hair expert there. And I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lots of
things. How do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank
you. You really are. And you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure. And you keep doing what you're doing. Okay?
Thank you.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you. Well, Ahaba, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hair Radio. All right. I just love that. I got to just remind everybody it's Tuesday morning, October 4th. We're live. It's 2022. Our show number 766. And it's Keri Hinds out of Brooklyn, New York, with Nicole Marie out of Water Valley.
Good morning.
Yes. Happy, happy Spotlight Hour. It's our third hour.
Oh, yes. Happy Spotlight Hour.
I'm just going to bring, we have not talked to this young lady in a while from Organic Love Collection. And we miss chatting with the one and only. She usually drops by Miss Shanta Love. Sounds like you're partying there. Good morning, Shanta. Love you on with Nicole
Shanta.
Marie. And we're going to bring in Michael Hopkins. You're on with Keri Hinds. So what's going on, Shanta Love?
Oh, we're having a rainy day here in Jersey.
Yeah, same in New York.
I love the rain.
Not this much,
well,
though. It's cold. And here in New York, it's freezing. I feel awful. I hate it. I guess I know we need the rain, but I don't like it too much, Shanta Love. You're okay with it down there?
I love the rain, and I'm just hoping that it passes. And the rain is also based on the temperature in this part of the country.
Yes, exactly. Michael, is it raining down in Spotsylvania? What's the weather there in Virginia?
Oh, no, not raining. It is just a wee bit cloudy down here, and it's definitely cold.
Well, you don't have the rain. Okay. But, no, Shanta and I, we've got the rain. Nicole Marie, did I ask you this morning what's happening down in Mississippi?
There is no rain this morning. It's about 50 degrees, but the high today is going to be 80, so it's...
Okay, I'm hanging up the line. We're turning off your mic now. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's incredible. Wow.
It's cool. It's still cool this morning, but it's cold.
Oh, no, you've lost all your weather creed, your weather street cred today. It's still cool. No, you're out of that discussion.
Now, down here in the Spotsylvania area, in the D.C. area of Virginia, now it's supposed to be, if I remember correctly, mid-70s or so come Wednesday and Thursday.
Bad.
So it's not too bad. But it's
going to
kind of take a downturn in the weather.
Well, hey, I want to turn to Shanta. Shanta, I want to ask you, because you have a daughter in school and all of that, so how's getting used to this new school season and all of that? How has that been?
It's ever-changing. Each week is something new. You know, with the COVID still being here, you know, you have to make a choice on whether to still wear your mask or not. But definitely, you have to send your kids with hand sanitizer because they don't always get a chance to wash before lunchtime. So my little girl has a fanny pack for safety, and you know, and also with all this going on in the world, she has an emergency cell phone in there. I want to be notified immediately if something is going on.
Right.
So recently, her cell phone rang during music class, and a big issue was made over it. And I told her, you know, you have to ensure that the ringer is off, but that's your safety kit. So I wrote a note saying, hey, you know, it's a safety kit. We're aware that there's no cell phone use. And that's all I wrote. And I said that the purse includes sanitizer, gloves, a mask, tissues, and other toiletries that are needed by a young woman, school age. And, you know, please, thank you for your consideration in this matter. Because they're telling her, you're too little to have a purse. Every lady has to have a purse.
Oh, my gosh.
Are
you there? How old is your daughter? Fight?
She's 10. She's 10.
10. Oh, yeah. She's old enough. Yes, the most definitely.
Mm-hmm. But why would they say, I mean, I don't understand stuff. You know, like, where is common sense with these people? You know, who say things like that and, you know, and I just don't understand, folks.
Well, common sense is not so common.
It's not so common, and my heart goes out to you.
It's
I love
not.
The fact that you've prepared her with a little safety kit. How beautiful is that? Shanta, I just love hearing that. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's great. It is great. Most people, families don't supply their kids like that.
Right. They're not
thinking that. Yeah, they're not thinking into that mode.
But you never know what may happen or what they may need while they're at school.
You don't know.
And Nicole Marie, you're in the education. Yeah, you're in the education realm. So you know.
And there are so many that do not. That you know, they're not prepared. If something was to happen, they don't have anything.
Yeah. And these days is different, Michael, than way back when you and I were in school back in the horse and pony days.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty much.
The guy
with the white wigs on, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, with George Washington in person.
Yeah.
That's how long ago. And we didn't have to worry about internet and, you know, phones and crazy stuff like that and all that kind of, none of that. So my heart goes out to the kids, like I said, but it also goes out to the parents. It goes out to
the parents.
Parents
have a big job
parents.
To do. Yeah.
Oh,
that is
my
quite true.
Gosh.
I
can't really say much more. So, Shanta Love,
things
we miss you here on the
so
show.
Much.
We
yes.
love you dropping by.
Yeah, Shanta.
You always just uplift
great to
us.
Hear you this morning.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes,
it's been
it
great
is.
Being here. And you guys
and I love
spray your chest light.
Well, you know, every day that's what
it's
about.
Wonderful
it's speaker. About. Yeah, thank you. It's good to spread joy, and that's what we're doing here today. All right, so listen, Michael, we're sending you off first because you got to get ready for the Vet Talk Radio Show coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes from right now.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to send you off to prepare. I know you have a big show ahead today. It's the fourth episode in your second season. So we're excited for you. Good luck with that. All right.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, I don't think when they say good luck with that, that's the right, you know, it takes on a new meaning now. Am I right, Shanta Love? Your ear is to the Ryan Grindstone out there. When they say good luck with that, doesn't that usually mean something bad? isn't that right, Nicole Marie? They don't mean it when they say good luck with that, Nicole Marie. Am I right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really necessarily like that term.
We don't
when you
know.
Say good luck with that.
Right, that's what I mean, because I think it means
not
the
so,
opposite.
Not so positive.
Right, but
not
when
so
I just said it,
so.
Yes, but when I said it, I meant it positively, but nobody says it that way anymore.
Yes,
yes that's
yes.
why I said hold it. That doesn't sound right anymore.
Right,
isn't that crazy
right.
how language has changed?
Yeah,
not
it
really.
Definitely
I
has changed. Yes, it has.
Yeah, because I did not mean it in the way I think I've heard it in recent times,
mm-hmm.
which is a
mm-hmm.
very negative connotation, which kind of means like the opposite. Oh, good luck
right.
with that.
Right.
I didn't
right.
mean it that. I really meant
right.
good luck with it.
In a positive way, yes.
yeah,
do
but
great.
That's crazy.
Have a great
right,
show.
But that's
yeah.
crazy how the world, how your language changes over time. things and phrases that we didn't have take on a whole new meaning.
A whole new meaning. Yeah.
And I find it really, to me it's intriguing. Well, you know, I'm into all that stuff. I'm a nerd of the word, so I love that. So, yeah, that's me. Well, listen, Nicole Marie, it's been so awesome. We just had, I've loved today's broadcast. I hope you had
a
lot of fun, too.
Wonderful show. Yes,
yeah.
I have.
It was,
it's been a wonderful show.
Interesting for Tuesday. Yeah, we had some great stuff. Blue dropped by. Shonda Love dropped by. Michael Hopkins is up next. And we've been chatting up a storm. And don't forget, all this week, it's really great. And I also got to bring everybody up to speed on Upscale Magazine. They're out with a brand new issue. Yes, their October-November issue. So I'm real excited. I can't wait. We'll talk about who's on the cover on tomorrow's show. We also have some, like I said, we got some surprise interviews and things in store. And ahoy, let me
know. So excited.
Happy on today's. So we're going to keep you guys informed. Again, up next is the Hopper, Michael Hopkins, the Vet Talk host. Himself,
Talk Radio.
With his brand new episode. So that's it. Stay with us. Let's take a little commercial break. We'll be right back.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Try your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Kerry Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right. It's Tuesday morning, of course. And, Michael, I just want to jump right on in with this. You are the incredible host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. And I just want to first welcome everybody to the broadcast today, but mainly because you have a special topic. So first, here's my salute to all the veterans from corner to corner here in America, and we're just happy to get started. So what have you got on tap for us today, Michael Hopkins?
Well, Kerry,
this was a topic that we actually explored in season one. And the topic is, there are four ways that a veteran can get to 100% rating.
There are four ways that a veteran can get to
100% rating.
Okay. I am excited to hear.
Oh, yeah.
You starting with number four?
Yep. We definitely can start with number four.
All right. Take it away, Michael Hopkins.
Right. Number four is the permanent and total disability way of becoming 100%. And what I mean by permanent and total is this. Usually when you get 100% as a veteran, if you're under 55, if you're under the age of 55, unfortunately and regrettably, the VA claims and pension system actually believe you might get better. They actually believe it.
Wow.
So what they do, Carrie, is every 5 years they contact you or they review your medical records or a combination of the above because they want to find out how you're doing. And unfortunately and regrettably, Carrie Hines, if there's a hint that you're doing much better, you know, health-wise or mentally-wise, you will get this letter in the mail, and the letter is called a proposed reduction.
Mm.
And it's kind of, it catches you off guard. And a lot of the veterans, unfortunately, they kind of panic and they go, oh, my God, they're going to reduce me. But they missed that one word. Proposed reduction.
Proposed
they're not saying
is the operative word there.
Right. You're absolutely right. That's the operative word.
Sounds like you better take some action there.
Right. You're right. And now what you have to do as a veteran, and this is where a lot of the veterans kind of, you know, they get kind of scattered in this. And a lot of times nobody tells them. The reality of it is this. When you get a proposal, or we call it a reduction proposal, the first thing that you must do, you have to decide on two different things, Carrie Hines.
Okay.
The first thing is you have 30 days from that date that they sent you the letter for the proposal. You have 30 days, actually, it's 30 days out of 60 days. And I know that sounds kind of like, what in the world is he talking about? Well, you have overall 60 days from the time you get that letter to react to it. The first thing that you should do if you're not sure of what to do as a veteran, within the first 30 days of receiving that letter, what you should do is send a letter back to where that letter came from, the claims and pension section, and you tell them you want a hearing in front of a board so that you can explain to the board why you should not be reduced. It's very important. You see, Carrie,
now,
if
Michael,
they don't...
I want to be clear on that. You said, what's the difference again between the 30 and the 60?
Right. The first 30 days when you receive this letter, that's the reduction proposal, within the first 30 days, out of the 60 days that you have to react to this, you have to send in a letter to the claims and pension section and you request a board. You want to meet with the board, and the board is who decides if they're going to reduce you or not. Now, how many people is on the board and all that? As somebody asked me one time, I have no idea. I just know this is what you have to do.
So within the first 30 days of receiving this, you need to, if you see that, you need to request for some kind of hearing.
Right. You need to request. It is so important. It is urgent. You cannot play with this, Carrie Hines. I mean, you cannot. Because
now, explain what happens exactly if you do not take this action within the first 30 days.
After that, what you need to do, you have to come up with some new and relevant evidence to show the claims and pension section that you should not be reduced. In other words, Carrie Hines, you need to show them your medical condition has not gotten better. It's gotten worse. That's what you need to show them. Whatever it is they're trying to reduce you with, you need to show them my condition has not gotten better. It's gotten worse. It's very important. After the 60 days, they're going to go ahead and reduce your benefits. That's what they're going to do.
Wow.
It's just simple as that. It's
well,
just
Michael,
cut and dry.
Now, did I understand what you said at the top of this whole episode? Is this where they actually base it on essentially a phone call? Pardon me.
Well,
is that what I'm getting on most of this?
Well, not so much, say, phone call, but you have to send them a formal letter. You can call, but it has to be a formalized letter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could send it, you know, somebody has to sign for it, or whichever way you want to send it, fax it, email it.
Oh, no, no, I'm actually talking about where you mentioned earlier that what kicks off the whole process. When they're following up on you, and then you somehow, was that through a phone call? How did they figure out that you might have gotten so much better?
Oh, okay. Combination of things.
Okay.
It's combination of things. One of the things that could have happened, you may have gone to a typical medical exam at the VA healthcare system, VA hospital. And it appears that whatever it is you have that's service-connected, it appears in your medical records from the VA hospital, you're getting better.
Mm.
And that starts the chain of events, the motor running. Once they see that, then it just starts a whole chain of events, and you have to react to this. A lot of times veterans don't react to it because they don't know what to do. They literally don't know what to do. They get the proposal letter. They're not sure what to do within the 60 days. And then after the 60 days, when it's time for them to get paid from the claim section, they notice the reduction. So, yeah, it could get a wee bit serious.
Wow. Well, I'm grateful we've got Michael Hopkins. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. The good thing is, Karen, when you're 55 and over, a lot of times your conditions are what they call static. The VA, they refer to it as static. In other words, you're not getting any better. You're not getting worse. You're this there. And 55 and over, they just basically they tell you, go have a good life, and we really don't want to hear from you. That's what they do to you when you're over 55. But younger than 55, and sometimes also what they do when you reach the 100% mark,
yeah,
there's a letter that you get, a decision letter. And in that decision letter, many times it'll tell you, especially the younger veterans, it'll say in that decision letter every 5 years, or it'll say something to that effect. Every 5 years, you're subject to being reviewed. It'll say something like that. And a lot of time the guys don't pay that any attention. And that fifth year comes up, and now the VA is calling them in for an examination. And you can't get around it. You can't say, I didn't know, or I chose not to show up. That's just grounds right there for them reducing you. Now, there is a flip side, though, Kerry.
What's that?
There is a flip side. It's not all gloom and doom for a veteran. The flip side is if they're under that rule every 5 years, sometimes what happens, they'll call you in just to see, even if they didn't know if you were getting worse, better, sometimes they want to find out where you are as far as health-wise. And if they suspect that you're getting worse, because some conditions, as you know, are like that. Some health conditions,
right,
it doesn't get better.
Exactly.
It gets progressively worse. So
right.
What they do is they bring you in, they do an exam, and if it looks like you've gotten worse, what they'll do is they'll adjust your rating for that particular item.
Wow.
So it's not all gloom and doom. You just have to be on top of it.
You know what, Michael? I think you just hit the nail on the head, as they say. You just have to be on top of it. Okay.
Right.
I'm ready for number three because that was a doozy.
you just have to. Now,
veteran can be awarded 100% rating. That's what the topic
right,
is today.
Right.
All right. Okay.
Now, we've talked about this one before, too, TDIU.
Oh, yeah.
And that's total disability based on individual unemployability.
Wow.
The veteran is paid at the 100% rate, even though their actual rating is less than 100%.
Wow.
So that right there is a big help to veterans. Because sometimes, Karen, a vet might be 5, 10, 20 years at 90%. And they're so close to 100%, but at the same time, they're not working because they have some kind of debilitating medical issue that stops them from working.
Mm.
And if they get a good advocate that goes through that, that figures it out, and I mean, you know, obviously it's not that hard to figure out when somebody's not working. What's the easiest thing to do? Ask them. You ask the veteran, are you working? Three words, are you working? How many ways can they answer that? Two ways, yes or no.
Well, no. Not
that's
kind of
it.
Sort of.
Yeah, it's not, I'm not sure. I'll get back to you on that. No, you know, you ask them like I do. I ask the veterans. I say, hey, man, or young lady, are you working? No, I'm not working. My back is just, it's horrible. You know, I have a 40% rating for a lower back, my lumbar.
Mm. Mm.
And that 40% for lumbar, your back is really bad. Your ankylosis, your bending and all that, it's bad. It's going to preclude you from working, period. Period. And at that point in time, if you have that and you have some other issues, you should be filing for TDIU. You should be filing for it. And you get the same benefits as a person that's done something different, and we're going to talk about that. But you get the same benefits.
Wow.
You sure do. Oh, I mean, that's beautiful.
That is amazing to me. First of all, I'm thinking this is pretty good, Michael. Good job.
Oh, yeah. This is great. This is great.
Oh, well, you are doing well on time today. So, yes, what's the number two on our list?
Now, Carrie, this one is one of my favorite ones, too. And sometimes it's a little known way to get to 100% by a lot of veterans. It's a temporary 100%.
Hold it. I don't think I've ever heard that before. A temporary.
Right, yeah. This is one we've never talked about.
100%.
But it's temporary. And what it's based on, and a lot of guys don't know this, is based on you as a veteran. You go to the VA hospital as a veteran. You have some type of hospitalization where you have to stay there for more than 21 days treatment. It could be surgery, some type of convalescence. You know, at least getting close to a month, if not a month, you're in a VA hospital somewhere.
Mm.
And you can't function. Well, you can actually get temporarily appointed 100%. It won't be permanent. It won't be it's just temporary because the VA, they already know that you're kind of like out for the count. Sometimes it will last, this rating can last up to a year.
Hmm. Wow.
So you have, it's for convalescence, and it can last up to a year. The only downside to it, you don't get the benefits of somebody who has it permanently there 100%. You don't get the same benefits.
How might it vary? So what's the difference then?
Well, the difference is, for example, you can't get the, I don't pay taxes on my house because I'm 100% permanent in total. Well, if you're temporary, you won't have a letter that says from the VA, and all of us get the letter as veterans once, especially once we become 100%. It identifies you as 100% totaled and permanent veteran. And that entitles you to things like the taxes off on your house. There's some other special things. And we did a show on this. The very special
show.
Right.
I was just trying to figure out. So on a temporary, there are some of those items that they may not be qualified for because they're temporary.
Right. Because it's temporary. I mean, it's unfortunate. They get paid at that 100% rate, but it's only for a limited time.
It might be
6 months, a year, 3 months. Just depends on their hospitalization and their convalescence time.
Yeah.
It just depends.
I can understand, but I'm hoping that you guys out there understand. All right, Michael, good stuff. Well, first of all, please take a moment and just review again from number 4 to number 2 so that we can keep everybody on board.
Right. Now, number 4 was the permanent and totaled. That was number
permanent
4, but it's permanent and totaled. The thing about it, though, is depending upon if you're under 55, what can happen? Every 5 years, you could be called upon to come do a examination.
It's not an examination, okay.
Right. Because you might be getting better. So the VA wants to find out if you're getting better or if you're getting worse. They want to find out.
So everybody should be ready for this.
That's why you're talking about it today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They everybody should be ready.
Yes.
And you know, if they're not ready, you know, it's not looking too good.
Wow.
It is definitely not looking too good. Oh yeah. Not good. And we also talked about TDIU. And that was that total disability based
at
upon
number three.
That's number three. And that's your TDIU, total disability, based upon individual unemployability. That's when you're awarded the 100%, but your rating is not at 100%.
Wow.
It could be 50, 60, 80, 90, but it's not 100%. But the government will pay you, or the VA will pay you at the 100% rate.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, that is just such a beautiful. And once again, Carrie Hines, a lot of our veterans do not know this. They struggle to get to the 100% where they don't have to. They don't have to struggle.
Well, Michael, before you get to number one, I just wanted to remind everybody, first again, this is the Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, and I salute all of our amazing fans. You guys have been wonderful. We appreciate your service. We love everything that you've done for all of us. Michael Hopkins, you're at number one.
Right. The number one thing, or number one way for a veteran to get to 100% is called scheduler.
Scheduler? What in the world does scheduler mean?
Yeah, only from the minds of the VA, right?
You're right. I've never heard of that.
Scheduler.
What is scheduler?
Well, it sort of works like this. There are two ways within the scheduler rating to get to 100%. The first way is to have one condition that meets the 100% rating. And a good example of that, Carrie, is mental health. You could be, for example,
the 100%.
Right. The person could have a mental health disability that's just chronic, and they need care, you know, constantly they need care.
Right.
And the claims and pension section, after looking at their records, talking to the mental health professionals, they deem it that person has 100% rating for their particular mental health need. And that's one way. And there are others besides mental health, but mental health is one of the chronic things that, unfortunately, with military or former military, it's one of those areas that, you know, we have a lot of people that have issues in the mental health area.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, we just encourage them. And you know, Carrie Hines, we just encourage our military or ex-military to go and seek help. We encourage them to do that. It's a hard road, but you have to. You have to, because some of them suffer in silence. And I got buddies of mine, they suffer in silence. And they won't say anything. They won't go seek out help. They won't talk to anybody. And I just encourage them, and I encourage the families to encourage the veteran to go seek out help. Now, Carrie, you were talking about scheduler, and you were wondering how. And why would they call it that?
I just find that so fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
and
does scheduler mean, Michael? How?
Okay, basically with scheduler, the other way, you have, as a veteran, you have multiple service-connected conditions that will add up to reach the 100% mark.
Hmm.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it, you know, with the VA, and we never really talk about this on the show because it's not complicated, the math that they do, but it really, they have charts and graphs, and I always find it easier to go online, and there are several charts that already have programs with a lot of lawyers' offices, and if you're not sure what your rating is, you can plug in everything you're rated for, and their program will tell you. It'll pinpoint it to you exactly. Saves you a lot of time and trouble. A lot of time. And basically, with their math, Carrie, it works like this, with the VA math, as we call it, or the funky math we call it as veterans. There is a presumptive of soundness. That's what it's called. When you first go into military, it's called presumptive of soundness.
Seconds.
Right. Okay. Well, the presumptive of soundness means this. You go in at 100%, you're good to go. You had no problems. When you file for claims, every time you file, they deduct a percentage of you being good from every time you get rated for something. So it gets to a point where if you get a total of 95 percentage points, the VA gives you the last 5 points on the house from them, and now you're 100% disabled American veteran.
I love it. Love it, love it. And I remember this one. I love this from your first season. Okay. Well, Michael Hopkins, I just want to say what a great job you did. This is another one of my favorite new shows from your second season. So, all right, Michael Hopkins, as always, again, I want to thank all the fans of the show for tuning in. Again, great topic, Michael Hopkins, out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. I'm Kerry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. We'll see you back here for the next episode. And what is your famous sign-off tagline, Michael Hopkins?
It's all about the vets, their families, and the friends of the vets, Kerry Hines.
All right. I can't get any better than that. We'll see you back here on the next episode.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and moreover manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
BigCartel.com.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.